When the front of the Rambler pressed against the heavy marine chain, Max heard the truck engine behind him beginning to strain with the effort. He leaned back in his seat and strained as he kicked at the passenger side window to no effect. He had extremely strong legs, but didn't have leverage at this angle, even when stretched out across the bench seat. He was quickly running out of options to escape and needed to calm down and think instead of knee-jerk reacting. If the chain didn't hold against the pressure, he was going to be trapped in this car as it quickly sank to the bottom of Puget Sound with a 20-ton truck landing on top of him. Being trapped underwater was his worst nightmare. Heart racing, he put on his seatbelt, braced for impact, and hoped for the best. The car began to shake madly as the truck continued to press forward. With groans and screeching metal, the old car came apart at the joints before there was a thunderous crash. The cable snapped apart into sections, damaging the cars next to the Rambler. With nothing to obstruct the Rambler and the truck behind it, they accelerated off the front end of the ferry. Any chance of the car floating was quickly eliminated when the truck landed on top of it, pushing it under the water while the truck floated briefly on the surface. The 6,200-ton ferry, loaded with more than 150 cars, was still moving at 18 knots, and both vehicles were easily pushed aside by the bow of the ship. Passengers on the upper decks that had heard the truck engine and the chain snapping watched in stunned disbelief as the two vehicles disappeared beneath the murky water. As the sun set over the Olympic Mountains, an emergency call from the ferry captain went out to the Coast Guard, and the ferry rapidly came to a stop in the middle of the Salish Sea. The rescue began in earnest, but they never were able to recover Max's body.